9.3 The Vine. Well, guess what? It's right. It's time for Johnsville. We're going to make the books wrong. Woo!
Good morning, John.
Good morning.
Always excited when you come in with your books.
So I think that Don Ho, backed by Helter Skelter, is kind of a good intro for this first book I'm bringing in.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
It kind of makes sense in my head anyway. So
it works for me.
Well, so this book also deals with strange combinations. So it's a book all about high technology and genies. You like that?
Like a genie in a bottle?
Yeah.
Okay, yes, all I right. do.
Okay, so it's called Alif the Unseen. It's by G. Willow Wilson. And this book is kind of its own invention of a new genre, I guess. The sci-fi novel mixed with the magical world, you know, all put together in this strange little book here. Not so little, but definitely worth a read. So it's called Alif the Unseen. Alif is the main character. He is a computer programmer, and his job is, you know, really he's just an opportunist, but what he does is he shields some unsavory characters from detection by the United States and Middle Eastern governments.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, I know, right? But
is it a light read?
It's amusing. It's got a lot of meat to it, but
it's still
it's got fun.
Fun
as well, yeah.
It's good fun. So,
it's okay. kind of borders on the comic, but also, you know, it's also pretty serious in some of its topics. So Alif, you know, he has a successful business, you know, shielding these people from electronic detection, but then he realizes one day that all of his computer systems have been compromised, and so he finds out that government security forces are after him, and he's got to go into hiding.
Okay, while, so it's fun, kind of spy novel.
Right, and while in hiding, what does he discover? This secret book called The 101 Days, and it's all about the djinns, right? Genies.
Really?
So he unlocks some magic, and the book gets crazy from there on.
See, now that's where it got fun. That's yeah, where exactly. You just locked me in.
So this is definitely an interesting read. It's written by a woman who's originally from the United States but has lived in Cairo for the, I don't know, past 15, 20 years. She's actually an Islamic convert, and this is her second book, and it's one that people have really liked so far. They think it's pretty much a whole new thing that, you know, they haven't read before. So definitely an interesting one. It's got a touch of, say, Neal Stephenson, who's a great sci-fi author, a little bit of Philip Pullman, who's a great, you know, fantasy writer. All kinds of different things thrown into this bag.
So a new twist.
Yeah.
Sounds like an interesting book, as always, bringing it to us. All right, what do we got next?
Next, we're going to bring in some local flavor. So this is a cool new picture book that has come out. It is called Maggie and Maddie and Adventures in Napa Valley.
Look at that. They're a little hot air balloon.
They are. So this is written by Kyle and Amy Galino, and it's illustrated by Peter Francis. And it is a real cool book full of local flavor. It's got a cute story and really some great illustrations. And why is it fun? Here is Bob. You recognize this place?
Because everybody's wearing brain buckets? Oh, wait, because they're really cruising around Napa. That's
buttercream. They are really cruising around Napa. So there's buttercream bakery.
That's Jefferson Street right there.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're taking a ride on their bikes on Jefferson. They go to GOTS. They go to the Culinary Institute of America.
They're on the wine train.
Ride on the wine train. All kinds of fun stuff going on here. So it's a real fun book for kids and adults alike. It's great because it has just so much local flavor in it. Lots of local businesses you recognize, local tourists. Attractions are all in here, and it makes it a lot of fun, and it's got great illustrations too. So
Culinary Institute of America, this is a book that's actually will teach kids about the Napa Valley, and they won't even know it.
Yep, they'll have to learn something and they didn't even know it.
They'll show up here and go, I read that in my book.
Yeah, and so it's the story of Maggie and Maddie and their trip, their day in Napa Valley, and how much fun they have. And I think it's one that both parents and kids will really like. And it's by a local author.
Authors. And what are the authors' names again?
Kyle and Amy Galino.
I better try and get a hold of them. Maybe
yeah,
have them come in and
I think
tell
you
us
should
about
have them come in.
That's a beautiful book.
And so, you know, normally I stick to the books, right, Bob? Well, today I'm diverging from that path.
We're going off course?
Yes, we are going off course. Bob didn't know. Whoa.
We're about to rock.